Welcome to the season one finale of The Hidden People. After this game-changing episode, we'll be taking a break to work on season two. When we return, we'll bring you another 22 episodes filled with action, adventure, and even more surprises and twists. Season two would not be possible without all the generous patrons who support the show. So far, they've gotten bonus episodes, merchandise, and sneak peeks. During the season break, patrons will also be getting an entire series of commentary episodes from the cast and crew that will share behind-the-scenes secrets about the making of The Hidden People. If you don't want to miss out on all the bonuses, join us at patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast. And a big shout-out to our newest patrons, Michael, Ryan, Sarah, Chris, Susan, Erica, and Jake. So now, draw your circle and step sideways into the season finale.
The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care.
So the Fetch did kill Shaylee.
Yes. And the terrifying, powerless halfling was also dealt with.
Why did the Magister keep the knowledge of the halfling from the rest of the court?
If you had let a line of halflings accidentally survive for generations, would you be so quick to tell your subjects? I thought not.
It should not have been kept from the court, but I understand his motivations.
Oh, so measured and pleasant after being threatened, aren't you?
Arguing with each other will solve nothing, and will certainly not expedite the proceedings.
Right.
Have we reached the revel yet? From what little we already know, that was the catalyst for everything that has happened since.
The revel was a turning point, yes. Out of those actions, many lives have been lost. Your defendant bears little of that responsibility herself.
That decision is the purpose of the trial.
Yes. And I am merely the storyteller. The revel happens soon, brought on by the death of the changeling. And you were right, Aldern Eve. You know very little of that night. The others who were lost may yet surprise you, even in death. Let us not waste any more time. I shall tell you of the end of the changeling known as McKenna Thorne. Dayton Riders Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 1, Episode 22, The Only Good Thing. Written by Chris Burnside, directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Also starring Sarah Amar, Jim Brown, Brendan McGarry, Darlene Spencer, and Molly Wade.
I now reclaim.
Instinct, so blind and desperate. Having lost everything else but your own life, McKenna, what place can you run that might still feel safe?
Nissa, Alfie, thanks for coming over so late. I really appreciate everyone's willingness to help.
This is Mac we're talking about. Of course we're here. Sleepiness isn't keeping us away from a giant fairy throwdown.
Speaking of fairies, are we gonna need iron weapons to fight them?
I'm hoping it won't come down to a fight. I don't want anyone getting hurt.
Thomas, I appreciate your sugarcoating, but we're all adults here. We know what...
McKenna!
Good thing Dad bought the round kitchen table.
What happened to her?
She's bleeding badly. That's a bullet wound. Thomas, apply pressure to the wound.
Okay.
Alfie, get some towels.
Yeah.
Nissa, alcohol. Is there a first aid kit anywhere?
There's one in my parents' bathroom, I think. Under the far sink. Hang on, McKenna.
Thomas?
It's me. I'm here. Stay awake, okay? Tell me what happened.
Shaylee,
is she okay? Did she do this? McKenna, wake up. Sam!
Are you sure this is going to work? I feel like we should be back at the house watching over Mac.
She started healing as soon as Sam got the iron out of her. By the time we get back, she'll probably be up and moving.
McKenna Thorne, still achieving the impossible. It's almost as if there were a larger plan unfolding.
And of course this is going to work.
But all you did was write Mac's name on the schedule this morning.
She always knows, Alfie. She knew every time that Mac was working. Speak of the devil. Don't bother looking, she isn't here.
You seek to deceive me, human?
Nah, just to lure you here.
So you seek to trap me?
Of course not. We just wanted to talk.
And what did you wish to say?
We shouldn't talk about this here, in public. Come with us.
You must think me a fool.
Oh, here, I wrote you a note. I keep it on the DL.
Will you help us save Mac's life? Yes, no, circle one. I have carved through ancient foes and bent nature to my will, and I am reduced to this.
You can always write in maybe.
Come with us. We'll take you to her.
I continue to plumb the furthest depths of my shame every moment I spend in your presence.
That sounds like a solid maybe.
Look, she needs your help.
We've spoken already. She does not wish my help. She has been resourceful thus far. I am certain she has a plan and the means by which to enact it. I am also certain that I am not a player in that plan.
Forget it. You were right, Alfie. This is a waste of time.
I want her to succeed just as you do. Perhaps if your efforts were directed toward aiding her instead of toying with me, you might—
You know what? Fuck you!
What?
You heard me. Oh, with your, I want her to succeed too. Sure you do. You got her into this mess. All of this is your fault.
She would not exist without me.
Yeah, like you owed her that. Creating her didn't fulfill a debt. It started one. You created her, so you're responsible for her. Got that? So when we tell you that we're going to help her and that you're coming with us, the only thing you should be doing is offering to teleport us so that we don't have to ride Nissa's car.
No human commands me, worm.
Look, I'm all for everybody being happy and smiling. It's basically my goal in life. But one of the only people I care about almost died in front of me last night, and I am not going to watch a repeat performance of that. So if you don't help us and we lose her, then by God, I will beat you and your husband to death with a fireplace poker!
Holy shit, Alfie.
Almost died. What happened?
The fetch killed Shaylee. She almost killed McKenna.
You're lucky that extra juju you gave her allowed her to survive an iron gunshot.
Take me to her.
For the first time in this tale, I am not completely repulsed by Alfred O'Toole. Miracles, it seems, come in many forms.
Maybe you should be taking it easy.
Sorry, little brother.
I'm pulling rank on you.
Thomas is right. The bleeding stopped pretty quickly, but you still have a hole in your chest. You're lucky it missed your lung.
I honestly don't even know how to process that. Are my vital organs even vital?
I don't know how it works. How you work. I'm not a doctor. I'd say you should see one if I thought they'd understand any better.
While I agree that a doctor wouldn't know how to help you, I still think you should rest.
She won't rest, Thomas. At the very least, she'll want confirmation that she hit me. When she finds out I'm alive, she'll finish the job.
We're not going to let that happen.
Neither was Shaylee. She will kill everyone I love to hurt me.
Well, it's a good thing you barely tolerate me.
Oh, Samantha. Your turn to suffer for McKenna's actions is not far off.
We can find you a safer place to hide than here. The cops will also be looking for you. The house has to be one of the first places they would check. I think...
She's here. Go out the back.
I'm not leaving my sisters to fight to
not
the death.
Not her. Liliana. I can feel her.
Mac, you're up.
Liliana, what are you doing here?
Hello, McKenna.
We enlisted her. Well, Alfie did.
We need allies on the inside.
She is not our ally.
I don't like it any more than you do, Mac, but we need her.
Why did you come here? To lead her to me again? To mess with my head?
I came to ensure your safety. I see that you have survived your injury.
Yeah, thanks for that, I guess. But upgrading me to Changeling 2.0 doesn't make us friends. I will never trust you. Any of you.
You shouldn't.
But you're going to help, right?
I am not here for you, Alfred. I am not here because of your antics or your threats. You neither command me nor influence my actions. I choose when I stay and when I leave, and do not reach for that cast iron skillet, Samantha.
It's okay, Sam. I can handle this.
Can't she kill you just by thinking it?
Well, I mean, yeah, but a skillet isn't going to change that.
Long as she knows we're not helpless.
The sting of the bee is painful, but it does not save the insect.
Hope you brought an EpiPen, bitch.
Everyone, shut up. Quit your posing, all of you. We need to work together.
McKenna, if we kill her, don't you get more powerful?
Nearly all of her power would go to her children. Not that she has any, since she killed them all. I would only get a tiny bump.
Might be worth it.
I agree with Nyssa. Fighting each other isn't helping.
Thomas, the brother. Ever her protector.
Always.
Don't mistake me. That was respect.
Look, I know you're here to mess with me as part of this game the hidden people are playing, and I'm fairly certain you're going to betray me, but I could use your help with something.
If I am able.
Bring her back.
Bring who back?
Shaylee?
Can she do that?
I may not.
Bullshit! I have the leaves. I brought them with me. I know that the most powerful of you can remake constructs from their parts.
I did not say I cannot. I may not. This power is restricted.
By him?
Yes.
So he can do it?
He never would.
What if I have something he wants more? We've bargained before.
What more could you possibly give?
McKenna's return trip to Arcadia is a very different one. While accompanied by Liliana, the hidden people are not waiting for her, not prepared to put on a show. But do not confuse the lack of performance for a lack of awareness, McKenna.
Welcome.
Isn't there another hallway between the club and the throne room?
Arcadia is as he desires it to be.
You keep interesting company.
She's not my company. She's my hostage. Does he see the iron knife? Do you see the iron knife?
Yes. Liliana's own knife held against her, which I forged for her. You are quite the resourceful changeling. She is certainly at your mercy, as am I.
This isn't funny.
No? I'm entertained.
I came here to make a deal.
Because it went so well last time?
Shut up! I'm not here to banter.
So different than your last visit. I don't hear the confidence in your voice this time.
I'm done playing games.
Now, I only hear...
Go to hell.
Rage.
You're very perceptive.
You have far more in common with your fetch than you realize. Liliana, you truly made a perfect copy.
So it would seem.
I might entertain you, but you bore the shit out of me. You just sit on your ass with this smug grin all day while everyone else does your bidding. How simple a creature you must be to do nothing every day. Pathetic. You're going to listen to me or I will kill her.
I'm listening.
I can hand her back unharmed.
And in return?
Bring her back.
The trainer? That's all? You just want her back? This is your grand agenda? Is that everything?
She is.
You think I care so much for Liliana?
More than you care about a couple of changelings, I bet.
Enough to risk your life?
Obviously.
Try harder, McKenna.
After you bring her back, I stop running. We hold a revel tonight. That's what you call a big fight party, right?
Someone has been studying.
Wikipedia.
So Liliana and I will accompany the fetch and watch the battle?
Do you want a written invitation? Regrets only, asshole.
I must give you credit, changeling. You have learned what entertains me, and you exploit it. Your terms are acceptable. At 9 minutes to midnight, we revel.
And Shaylee?
Very well.
Welcome back.
Is this?
Yeah.
It battered me.
I have no idea what that means.
You should prepare. Make the revel worth our time.
A revel?
It was the only way to get you back.
He is right. Go. Prepare.
Come on, Shaylee. Can you stand?
I think so.
I'll help you.
What were you thinking?
You're welcome.
The fetch will kill you, and the Magister will watch.
I have a plan. Come on.
It needs to be a lot better than your last few plans.
Trust me, it's a good plan.
This is a terrible plan. I actually think it could work.
It's extremely reckless.
Yeah, but can you come up with a plan to fight a crazed killing machine that isn't dangerous?
I'm taking on all the risk.
Not alone, you're not.
Yeah, we're not letting you do this alone. I'm going. Who else is in?
I'm in.
Same.
Me too.
And my axe!
Ugh. I'm not putting anyone else in danger anymore. I won't lose any of you, for the first or second time.
Too bad. If you're going out there, we're helping. Right, Sam?
I mean, it's still a terrible plan. But if we help, it probably becomes marginally less terrible.
I can handle it, though.
McKenna, we don't know how the hidden people will react to this.
Thomas is right. As far as I know, this has never been done before.
Sam and I will take care of her. After.
I'll have the car ready. I just need to know when to move in. I don't think we should let them see me ahead of time. Keep their suspicions down.
I can let you know when to move in. I'll have my drone flying overhead the entire time.
What about me? I want to help.
We need you on standby, Alfie. Stay with Nyssa. If we need anything, if something happens we didn't foresee, we'll need you to handle it. Everyone else will be too busy.
Yeah, busy doing things that are actually part of the plan.
Alfie, I've never had an operation where something didn't go our ways. Trust me, something will. And when it does, we'll need someone to save us all.
Save everyone? That actually sounds like a lot of responsibility.
There's no one I would trust more to save my life, you moron.
Thanks, Ness.
Okay, everyone knows what they're doing. Just one more thing. If you get in trouble, you get out. I don't care how things look for me. At the end of the day, you are all more important. It's me they want, and I'm the one with the magical superpowers. So if there's trouble, you bail. Understood?
You know we're not gonna do that.
You are. Or you can all stay home. Those are your options. Understood.
Fine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do it.
I've never seen you so focused before.
I finally figured out what I'm fighting for.
Your life?
Hers.
A junkyard. Shaylee pointed it out to McKenna when they first visited the water tower, though she couldn't have known how important it would soon be, how much it would change their lives forever. Everyone able to walk out anyway. The piles of cars and scrap formed towers and a kind of labyrinth snaking through the twisted metal. A massive compactor and a magnetic crane complete the landscape. The isolation isn't the only reason McKenna chose this place, but it doesn't hurt. No one around to hear all the screaming.
Where are they?
It's not time yet. 11:49. You seem like the punctual type.
2 minutes to go.
Drone's watching everything. I'm high enough to see most of the junkyard.
Just be ready.
Are you ready?
As I'll ever be. Thomas in position?
He's just behind the old refrigerator.
And the circle back there is ready. It's perfect?
It is. You know that they can follow us through it if we use it, though. We can't escape from the hidden people that way.
We'll figure it out.
See, the unplanned part of the plan is what bothers me.
You'd better get to the cab. Don't hit it too soon, but, don't let me die.
Never.
Shaylee?
I?
Never mind. I'll tell you after.
All right.
11:50, McKenna.
Here we go.
A raven lands across the way from McKenna. It stands on the ground and stares at her. Another lands beside it, both staring. One by one, more ravens land, forming a perfect circle. Show off.
Good evening, McKenna. You remember the Lady Liliana? And your fetch? You look underprepared.
That's what you think. Magister, is it not time?
Perhaps we should allow—
Very well, fetch. But the Barghast stay back. This is for you alone. Reclaim.
Finally.
Scythe of pure iron held over her head. She charges, heedless of her own safety and of her surroundings. Blind Rage is so aptly named.
Shaylee, now!
Her path to McKenna takes her directly under the massive magnet held aloft by the crane.
What?
McKenna tackles her away from the magnet, which now holds the scythe high above them.
Fine. I will beat you into submission and kill you with scrap metal.
No, you won't.
What are you doing here? So eager to die with her?
You won't kill me.
Won't I?
I'm the only family you have left.
I don't need family!
Just out of curiosity, what do you want to do with my life?
What?
No, really. Why do you want it so badly? You want a crappy retail job? You want to live in a cramped basement? I mean, I genuinely want to know.
You stole my life. It should be mine.
No, no, I get it. Really. But like, then what? You don't need family or friends, so what's the point?
It's my life.
You only memorized a few of the talking points, didn't you?
Shut up!
McKenna. Other McKenna.
That is not my name. Not yet.
No, it is your name. They refuse to use it, but it's still your name. It was given to you at birth. Honestly, probably before birth. Here in our world, you can go by whatever name you want. And you can change your name, too. Some people do it legally, others just ask to be called different things. McKenna goes by Mac all the time.
That is a stupid name.
I fought that battle a long time ago.
You do not appreciate your name. I will take it back from you.
Or you can both have it.
I'm fine with sharing.
I cannot.
Why not? Because they said so? You don't have to listen to them anymore. You are McKenna.
No!
He's right. Say it. I am McKenna.
I cannot!
Yes, you can.
I cannot!
He's stopping her. It's part of his hold over her. God damn it, he's literally preventing her from calling herself by her own name.
I must kill you.
You don't have to do this.
It is the only way to reclaim. To have my life, my name, one of us must die.
She's gone full Kool-Aid.
I'm sorry. I've got you. I've got you.
Somehow, even with all the magic flying around, a stun gun, it feels like cheating.
Sam, move in.
Keep them both safe, Sam. Don't stop for anything. We're going straight to meet Ron. He's nearby.
Be careful, McKenna.
Changeling!
They're coming. Go!
What have you done?
She has shown mercy. How very human.
She wasn't born like this. You made her like this. If I kill her, I just take away her life a second time.
And what will you do with her?
She's wanted for murdering my parents. Our parents. McKenna Thorne is going to prison.
Which conveniently ends their pursuit of you.
You are all surprises, Changeling. I did not anticipate this.
Are we done? There's no reason for us to ever see each other again.
I agree.
We shall take our leave.
Just one more. You still lose, Changeling.
He moves so quickly that McKenna doesn't even see the iron knife until he stabbed her in the stomach.
No.
No! McKenna!
You shouldn't turn your back on her until she's a pile of leaves, Your Highness.
Oh! Damn it, that hurts!
What?
Oh my god.
Why the fuck did you stab me?
Oh no, McKenna. Run!
Halfling!
That really hurt. Wait, what?
The Magister is on her in a second. His skin sizzles as he slides iron knuckles over his fingers and proceeds to show McKenna the ground. Up close, repeatedly.
Get off her!
Take her.
Stop!
You! This was supposedly your changeling. You created her.
She is mine.
She is no changeling. She is your child, a halfling.
Yes.
You laid with a human. You pretended your half-breed child was a changeling. You even stole the fetch and copied its appearance for her, all to hide her.
To save her.
You betrayed our laws, our ways, our people. You betrayed me.
She was my child.
No.
Was I supposed to hand her over to you? To have her sacrificed? For what? For tradition?
For the good of the court!
Since when have you ever cared about the good of anything? This child, my child, is the only good thing I have ever done.
As if you have ever cared about the good of anything.
I care about her.
You aren't capable.
Thousands of years, and yet you don't know me at all.
For your insolence, you will watch her die as I beat the life from her.
You will not touch her again.
Oh, won't I? You may defy our laws, but you cannot defy me. Lady Liliana of the Unseelie Court, I forbid you to interfere.
Liliana draws her knife and tries to step forward, but she doesn't go anywhere.
No!
Yes, my wife.
Do not do this.
That feeling in your face as I bring it? It is the justice of the Unseelie Court. Beg, beg for the mercy I will not bestow. Halfling!
That doesn't even make sense, idiot!
Even in death, you still blaspheme. You cannot stand against me, half-breed! You have no power!
Not yet.
Liliana raises the knife.
No!
And plunges it into her own chest.
Let my strength be yours, daughter. You are not bound by our weaknesses.
Wait.
Goodbye.
And now we all know the truth. The Magister turns away from the dying light that was his wife of millennia to find McKenna convulsing on the ground, eyes rolled back.
No matter. I will end this.
No.
She stands, bristling with power. The Magister is much slower to rise.
It's over. Leave us alone. All of us.
Never.
From his coat, he draws a massive two-handed sword of pure iron. McKenna easily sidesteps the first swing, but each successive strike becomes faster. Each successive dodge, more desperate.
Hmm.
Nyssa, the crane!
On it. I won't be able to watch anymore, though. Be careful. Bye-bye, drone.
Nyssa pilots the drone right into the controls of the crane, deactivating it. McKenna rolls away and snatches up the newly freed scythe. She rises, ready.
Call off the Barghest and leave.
They will tear her to bits, and I will do the same to you.
McKenna gives the pack of Barghest a stern glare.
Shaylee, go. I can deal with him.
McKenna,
I know. Go. I'll find you after.
All this over false love?
Just keep talking while I kill you.
McKenna presses her assault, putting the Magister on his heels.
Liliana never loved you. She was incapable. She may have loved the idea of you, but no more than that. She gave you up. She abandoned you. You seek revenge for human parents who never loved you either. At night, I would stand over their beds while they slept. I whispered in their ears. I told them you were not their real daughter.
Liar!
He falls to his knees, barely able to parry her blows.
And the little changeling trainer? How much of this is really just for her? Do you think she cares for you? You have our blood in you, halfling. People throw themselves at you. Do they not? They cannot help but want to be near you.
That's not true!
Oh, protest all you want, McKenna. The hesitation answering your strikes reveals your true feelings. The Magister stands and answers each attack in kind.
Please. How many days have you even spent with her? And she was dead for one of them. You are so desperate to latch onto anything that seems to care about you for the first time in your life. Oh, but her? She just needs to latch onto you uncontrollably. That is the pull of the hidden people. The changeling does not love you any more than the bee loves the flower.
You might have a full download of power and memories from a godlike being, McKenna. But the one you fight, he is her god.
You cannot beat me. You may have Liliana's strength, but your blood is diluted. You will never have the full might of the hidden.
Is that so?
Vanishing from sight? And that's time for an old trick.
You cannot hide from me. I will find you.
Nyssa?
I'm here.
What time is it?
11:57.
Can you and Alfie make it to the church before midnight?
Yes.
Okay, go there. Now. And bring chalk.
Thank you.
I can sense you, McKenna. I can follow you anywhere. There you are.
Too bad I'm about to escape.
Too bad I can follow you, fool.
The Magister appears in the chalked circle beside McKenna, at the top of the church's bell tower.
Almost over.
Almost midnight.
No!
McKenna smudges the circle with her foot before the Magister can step out and back in.
The decibels alone would kill a changeling, so I'm guessing an iron bell can't be good for you either. But like you said, I only have half the strength of the hidden people. So I figure I also only have half the weaknesses. Stay the fuck down! Oh shit! You're gonna explode, aren't you?
What's happening?
I think she's planning to lure him here. Use the bell as a weapon.
Won't that hurt her too?
I don't know, Alfie. You call Thomas?
While you were drawing the circle. He said Ron arrested the fetch, and now Sam's driving here. She should be here any minute.
Oh, shit.
So, Mac will be coming down, right? Out of the tower?
I hope so. If he dies like Liliana died... She might be trapped up there with him.
We need to help her.
I'm going up. Wait for Thomas and Sam. Bring them up to help.
No, I'll go up.
I can lift more than you, dumbass. If someone needs to carry her...
Fine. All right, go. We'll be right behind you.
I've got you. Oh no, this whole place is going down.
Hurry. Draw. Circle.
The floorboards are starting to splinter.
Make sure it's perfect.
Fine. Ready?
Hang on to me.
The circle!
Thomas! Sam! Come on!
Where is she?
In the tower.
Oh God.
Mac? Nyssa!
No! Alfie, don't go in there!
Alfie, wait! I have to help them.
No, Thomas.
Sam, let me go.
Look at the tower.
Oh, no. All three of them are in there.
It's too late.
No, McKenna!
For so long, McKenna Thorne wanted the truth. She finally found it. But at what cost? Her adoptive parents? Her mother? Her friends? Herself? Oh, this story isn't over. But the next chapter will be very different. And the cost McKenna Thorne must pay? Trying to do a good thing will always end in pain. Dayton Riders Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers, Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers, Alexa Fett-Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. The lead writer, Chris Burnside. Story by Anna Adamy, Chris Burnside, Megan Burnside, Alexa Fett-Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Carrie Zahn. The sound engineer was Dan Sievers. Sound design, score, and original songs by Catherine Seaton. Theme song and additional music by Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.